We continue our series called Growing Garden City. The Treasure Valley town of 11,000 people has a reputation for being one of the poorest towns in this part of Idaho, but it also has some of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the region. Adam Cotterell reports on Garden City's income gap.
Deborah Olive sits in her kitchen by a window air conditioner. There's a picture of hands locked in prayer and another of Elvis nearby. She describes her house as small but comfortable.
I have a bedroom in our living room, but hey.
A queen-sized bed takes up most of the living room. It's too big to fit in the bedroom. Olive is a longtime Garden City resident.
They didn't call it Garden City when I was a kid. They called it Garbage City. It used to kind of irritate me, but we just went on and lived our lives.
In the southeast part of Garden City, where Olive lives, the median household income is $23,000. That's half the state median income and below the federal poverty line for a family of four. This section of town is home to more than a third of the city's population. At the opposite end of town, Shelley Davis Bruner goes through boxes. She says she's been a widow for several years, but is still trying to figure out what to do with her husband's collection of antique hunting and fishing equipment.
This is a mere fraction. I think I have probably about 300 decoys.
Davis Bruner moved here more than 20 years ago to live on the water. She loves her neighborhood, but wishes it were not in Garden City.
There still is a stigma about Garden City being low income.
In this part of town, the median income is about $51,000, and more than 10% of residents make more than $150,000 a year. Garden City is bisected by the Boise River. Since the 1980s, it's largely been poor on the south side and wealthy on the north side. Many people don't even know Garden City extends north of the river. When Davis Bruner tells people where she lives, she doesn't say Garden City.
I say Boise. I would rather be identified as a Boisean.
Certainly, not all of Davis Bruner's neighbors share her views. Her neighbors include Garden City's mayor and most city council members. That contributes to the distrust some Southside residents feel towards city government. David Green is among them. He's one of many Garden City residents who live in a mobile home, and he's bothered by city leaders' stance on his type of housing.
They're shoving really hard. They really, I feel, want to move out the lower-income families. And the city's been pushing. They want all this gone, and they want to see all new stuff.
Garden City has increased regulation on mobile homes in recent years, but city officials say they only want to get rid of ones that are unsafe. Southeast Garden City resident Deborah Olive doesn't think the city is out to get poor people. She believes that, for the most part, wealthy residents rarely think about low-income ones. But she says there are some who look down on people in poverty.
And you have to have the wisdom to know that not all people are going through this because of choices they've made. It's just kind of life happens. And if I ran into somebody that thought I was trash or however they want to look at, I would pray for them.
Shelley Davis Bruner admits she doesn't spend much time thinking about Garden City residents beyond her own neighborhood, but says she doesn't look down on people on the other side of the river.
There are some people that'll go, they're just low-income people. And I don't resent those people that are in the trailer parks at all. They've got to have a place to live. And where is that going to be? I'm concerned about that.
What Davis Bruner and a lot of people on both sides of the river are concerned about is potential gentrification in Southeast Garden City. While historically the Southeast has been almost entirely lower income, developers have built high-end homes there in the last decade. Garden City Mayor John Evans is also concerned about what will happen to low-income residents if property values go up. But at the same time, Evans is excited for the change. Walking along the river, Evans says Garden City doesn't provide many services compared to some towns.
Those things we do, we need to do well, and it costs money, and a significant part of that money comes from the assessed value on the property within the city. So do we want to see values increase? We do, but one of the primary reasons we do is that every year we have to come up with more money.
Garden City has a little bit higher proportion of people who make more than $100,000 a year than Idaho as a whole. But it has a much higher proportion of people who make less than $30,000. It also has a much smaller proportion of people who fall in between. That means the median household income citywide is well below average. So more development is good for the city's budget. But that shift comes with practical and moral challenges. And we'll continue our series tomorrow morning by looking at those challenges. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.